And my grandfather, I don't know, I don't know where he came from, where he was just born and reared here or not. My grandfather Holmes. But my grandmother tell about coming through Atlanta, you know, when they had just small houses.
Well, let's see now. Would you tell me just a little bit about Jasper, how many schools it has, and whether it has a public library, and if it has a historical society? Just a few little facts about Jasper.
Well, they have a elementary school, and then you have a high school, a technical school, vocational technical school. And I guess that's the extent of the school, but the library, we have the public library in the courthouse. And I guess that's the only libraries we have, except in the schools, you know. Each school has its own library.
Well, about how many people would you say live in Jasper? Could you give me an estimate?
I didn't know, but I can't say. It's over 5,000.
Okay. Let's see now. What do most people do for a living who live in Jasper?
Industrial work now. Most of them. We have a footwear plant, a sewing plant, Lee Sewing, H.D. Lee.
Okay.
And let's see. I reckon that's the extent of our...
Do people farm much anymore?
Some, yes. They have farming going on to a good extent. But not like it once, you know, was. It's more industrial land.
Mostly fashion.
Oh, and the Georgia... well, that's not Jasper. The Tate, you know, has a Georgia Marble company.
What's that, 5 miles?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I saw the gateway when I came up from Atlanta. You know, the pretty pink marble gateway.
That's all you've seen,
huh? Now, let's see. I'm going to ask you some of these short answer questions. And but as I said, what I'm interested in is just the word that you normally use in ordinary conversation. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
afternoon.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before...
daylight.
Okay. And what's another way you could say that that has sun in it? I got up this morning before sun.
Sunrise.
Okay. And the opposite of sunrise is?
Sunset.
Okay. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is?
Clearing.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Downpour.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Fireboard.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Andiron. Doggone, we used to say.
Okay. Yeah, if you have more than one word, I just don't have them all. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Chips.
Okay. And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to start a fire?
Well, we used to say rich pine.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
Coat hangers.
Okay. What do you call a little room where clothes are hung?
Closet.
Okay. And what about if, let's see, what do you call a piece of furniture that clothes can be hung in? Might have a mirror on one of the doors.
Oh, Chester.
A great way you can hang them
up. A wardrobe. We don't have one of those, though.
All right. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Weatherboard?
Yeah. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed? You might say, people like to sit in their rocking chairs.
Living
on the front porch. But now they say patios, you know. Front porch.
Yeah.
What we'd call.
Well, now, what do you call a small porch that might have no roof? Would that be a patio?
Well, we usually just say porch. We used to, but now everybody says patio almost.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have.